Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Tonight, shir in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin. We are up to Sif Beis, the last line on 364. Osur lechadeid habayis elo imkein hakarka merutzav. You are not allowed to sweep the floor in a house unless it is a tiled floor. A dirt floor is not allowed to be swept. The Mechaber then says, V'yesh matir nafilo eino merutzav. Some are matir to sweep a floor, even if it's a dirt floor. There is a shita that says you're allowed to sweep a non-tiled floor. Then the Ramah comes and says, V'yesh machmir nafilo merutzav. Some are machmir, even if it is tiled. So we have all three shitas. We have the Mechaber's first shita that says it's usher to sweep it if it's not tiled, but tiled is mutter. Then the Mechaber says, some say it's mutter even if it's not tiled. And the Ramos says there are those who are machmer even if it is tiled. And we'll see all this discussed in the Mishnah Berurah. The Ramos says, V'chein no hagim v'ein l'shanos. That is the minhag to be machmer, not to sweep a floor even if it is a tiled floor. Mihu, however, al yidei eino yehudi mutter, to have a guy do it is permissible. V'chein al yidei beged o matlis o knaf avos hakalim v'eino mash v'gumos. It's also mutter if you're sweeping the floor with some kind of garment or rag or the wing of a goose that are very light and they will not come to equal out the holes. The osur lechavid habagodim aydei machbados asuyu mekesomim shelo yishtabru kismehim. You're also not allowed to brush off a garment with some kind of brush that has wood chips attached to it, because we're concerned that the wood chips are going to break off as you are brushing the garment. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah beginning back in Sif Katan Vav. So the first point of the Mechaber was, it is usur to sweep a floor of a house unless the floor is tiled. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the mazes offer in the komo. Problem number one is you're moving dirt from its place. Now that's a little vague. What is the problem exactly with moving dirt from its place? So if you look in the Shaar Atzion and Oz Gimel, he writes, Tam zen nisgar betosos v'harosh v'od kama poskim ha'mishachim achareihim. This reason is brought down by Tosos, the Rosh, and other poskim that follow them. V'lo biaru divrehem. They did not explain what they mean. Ima kavona mishum tiltol ofer she'emen amuchem. Is the problem moving mukza? When we say the mazes offer in the komo, the issue is you're moving dirt, which is mukza. V'kaniskar zeb mordechai b'mechambos perakol akelim b'sugya d'machbedesh otmara. Is that the concern, that you're moving mukza by moving the dirt? Or through sweeping and making holes, you're making a guma. Through the chafira, you're making a guma. And therefore, that is a suffix, what exactly this reason is. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says, problem number one with sweeping a dirt floor is, you're moving the dirt. That could either be a problem of mukta, that you're moving dirt that's mukta, or that you are creating holes in the dirt. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Reason number two that it's a problem is gam mashve hagumos bekibudo. You're also filling in holes when you're sweeping. Shemismalim hagumos shevabayas meha offer v'havi binyan. That's a problem of binyan when you're filling in holes inside a building by sweeping. So we have two problems. One is moving dirt, which is either moving muktza or making holes. Number two is you are going to be filling in holes, which is an iser of binyan. The afagav de'enu miskavin lashvuye gumos. Even though that's certainly not your intention, where you're sweeping to fill in the holes, afilu hachi aser the psik reisha. It's still aser because the ma'isa is for sure going to happen, and that is the psik reisha. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say the chayshinan shema mitol tirdoso lechabed uliapo sakarka. But the concern is a different concern, that maybe since you're so busy with sweeping and making the floor nice, yishkach, you're going to forget it Shabbos, v'yashva hagumos b'miskavin, and you might come to make the holes filled in on purpose. So either it's a psikration that's going to happen, or we're worried that it's not through the sweeping that it's going to happen, but you're going to get distracted through your busyness on the floor, and you go ahead with your hands, and you're going to fill in the gumos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitus of Katan Zayin. So again, shita number one, the Mechaber says that you're not allowed to sweep a floor. Ela imkei merutzav, says the Chavetz Chaim, Sivkotan Zayin, bein ba'avon and bein b'ksharim. It does not matter if it's tiled with a stone floor or it's tiled with wood crushim, with wood boards. Either way, as long as it's not a dirt floor, it's going to be mutter. The Mechaber then brought the more lenient shita, v'yesh matir nafilu einu merutzav, some are matir, even if it's not a tiled floor. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the svirlu they hold. The gam bazeh eino vaday shiash v'gumos. They hold, even if you take a broom on a dirt floor, It's not a vadai. It's not for sure going to equate the holes. It's not a psik resha. V'logoram meiribut the shari b'sif aleph. It's no worse than the spritzing of the water to keep the dust down that we discussed yesterday, that it might come and fill in some holes along the way, and that was mutter. The gamla mazes offer in the komo gamkein lochayish. We're also not concerned for moving dirt from its place. Shekeshaodem mechaved es abayis einu mechaved elo offer tikuach. Tichuach. When a person is sweeping a house, he's only sweeping the loose dirt. So we're not worried about him really moving dirt from its place and making a hole. Ubazel leka mishum chofer guma. If he's just moving the loose dirt, you're not making a hole, it's not a problem. Now we just saw in the Shaar Tzion that moving the dirt is two possible problems. One is making holes, which we're addressing over here, that it's not a problem of making holes since you're only sweeping loose dirt. This sheet of holes, you're not going to make a hole. But what about moving the dirt that's mukza? So if you look in the Shaar Tzion over here in Ozayin, he writes this idea of moving the dirt, that's the Or Zaruah Hilchos Shabbos Siman Ayin Ches. There's also no concern for the other idea that we saw, that you're moving dirt that's muktzah. Because over here, you're not moving the dirt with your hand, you're moving the dirt with a broom. That's considered tiltul min atzad, you're moving muktzah through something else, and it is l'tzarech Shabbos, and therefore it's mutter. Why did the first sheet to say it's a problem? So if you look at note 18, he writes, "Ubatam ha'oser and bir agonu chayim pinchas Scheinberg." Rishonberg explains the reason why the first sheet was machmir is shekevan shekachi derech tiltul ha'afar. Since this is the normal way to move dirt through a broom, efsher she'ein zeh nechshav ketiltul minatzad. A chiddush, it could be tiltul minatzad is moving mukta through a not regular means. So normally you move mukta with your hands, so you're moving with your foot. But if a normal way to move dirt is with a broom, that's not called tiltum atzad. And therefore the first shita says there would be a problem moving mukta, and that's the machlokas. So we have over here again three possible problems with the dirt floor. One is you're going to be filling in the holes. One is you're going to be digging holes or moving dirt. So the second shita says that we're not worried. It's not a psik resha, any of these things are going to happen. It's not clear that you're going to make holes, you're going to fill in holes. And also moving the dirt, he holds, is tiltum atzad. L'tzarech Shabbos, and therefore that is permissible. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Sivkaton Tes. Now we move on to the third Shita, which is the Ramah. And the Ramah said this is the Minhug, and one should not change. The third Shita is the most Machmir. Not only is it Aser to sweep a dirt floor, this Shita holds it's Aser to sweep a tiled floor as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkaton Tes, Afilu b'merutzuf, Bein ba'avonim, Bein b'krashim. Again, whether it is tiled with a stone floor or with a wood floor, it's aser. The svira lahu, this shita holds. The be'ein merutz of have a psik resha. Like the first shita, if it is untiled dirt floor, it's a psik resha that you're going to do an iser. The gazrinan merutz of atu einu merutz of. And we make a gzeira that if you come to sweep a floor that is tiled, you might come to sweep a floor that's untiled, that's a psik resha, and therefore they aser it across the board. The ayin bir alocha. So if you glance at the Be'er Locha right over here on page Kuf Pei Gimel top line, V'yesh machmirin afilu merutzuf. So the Ramah said there are those who are machmir not only on a dirt floor but also on a tiled floor. It says the Be'er Locha, Ayin the Mishabura dehatam hu mishum de gazrinan. Look at the Mishabura where we just said the reason is of exera of merutzuf atu einu merutzuf. If we let you sweep a tiled floor, you'll come to sweep an untiled floor. Hum the Sefer HaTshuma, that svara is brought down from the Sefer HaTshuma. The Hetiko betaz, and the taz brings it down. Vihine lufiza, according to this, in kol bate ha'ir, like we mentioned yesterday, if all the houses of the city, o alko ponem rubam, or at the very least, most of the houses in the city, amirut safen ba'avonim ubevenim, they are tiled with stones or with bricks, v'kol shekinim heim b'chusim mikrashim, certainly if they have wood boards that are more solid, they cover more area. So, efshir demutr l'chabed. It could be in that case, there's no makom for the gzeira, and you would be allowed to sweep the tiled floor. De lo gazru al ruba mipnei mi'uta. We're not going to make a gzeira of rove houses that are tiled. You can't sweep them, because you might come to sweep a floor that's not tiled, which is a very small mi'ut. De lo al ir zo mipnei ir acheres. And if this city, they're mostly tiled floors, we're not going to say, don't sweep in this city, because you might cut to sweep in another city. We don't make a gzeira like that. So the Be'er Avot was stopped in the Be'er Avot. The Be'er Avot was pointing out that although the Rama is coming out Lumaisa, that you can't sweep a tiled floor because of a gzeira, you might sweep a dirt floor where it's a psik reish, you're going to do an iser. If most or all of the houses in the city are tiled, it's not a problem. We're not going to make a gzeira, don't do the rove because you might come to the miyut. We're not going to make a gzeira, don't do this city, you might do another city. So that is a very important leniency that you would be allowed nowadays, where certainly most or all, probably all houses in the city are tiled. So even according to this shita that the Rama brings down, v'chein ohagen v'ein l'shanos to be machmir, really there is very big room to be lenient. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitas of Katan Yud, the Rama then told us, al yidei eino Yehudi is mutter, hainu afilu b'sheinu merutzuf, you can even have the guy sweep the untiled floor, the dirt floor. Deho hu eino meskavin rak l'chabit abayis, the guy's intention is just to sweep the house. The aftu psikresha le'inyan hagumos, even though it's a psikresha that there are going to be holes filled in, mutter al yidei eino Yehudi, that is permissible through the guy. The amira le'enu Yehudi lo kaptin and kulihai, because when it comes to amira la'akum, we're not so machmir. We don't say you can't do amira la'akum, that the guy is going to do something that's going to be a psikresha, that an issur is going to happen. And that's why, as we learned previously, you'd be allowed to tell a guy to open the fridge, even if it's a psikresha, the light's going to go on. Because we're saying over here, there is a steer in the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere, as the notes point out. But here we're saying clearly, you could tell a guy to sweep a dirt floor, even though it's a psikresha, that holes are going to be filled in. Kemosha kasa simen reish non gimel sevhei, behaga ayin sham b'Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Katan, Yud Aleph. After the Rama brought the leniency of allowing a goy to sweep the dirt floor, he said you also can sweep the dirt floor if you're using these light materials, the feather, the beged, the matlas. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Ratzalomar means to say, tekevan shehem kalim, since they're very light, Eino notel behem raka avok shelamala. You're only taking with them the dust that is on top of the floor. Velo asi la shvuye gumos, and you're not going to come to be filling in any holes. Kain kosta bedake Moshe. So writes Dake Moshe. Umuchach mizet. It's clear from here. Shem rosa lechabed behem heitav es kol haafrurios. If your intention is to work really hard with this light item to mamis sweep the floor, then avada is going to be aser. The whole heter that it's light, and if you do a light sweeping with a light item, you're not going to be mashagumos. But if you need business with your light item, you're going to cut the mashagumos, certainly it will be aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitas of Katan Yud Beis, the Rama said, the eino mashagumos, using these light items in a gentle way, you're not going to come to fill in the holes. The alkein mutter afilu eino merutzuf, and therefore these items are mutter for sweeping the floor, even if the floor is not tiled. The afilu yesh babayis klipe egozim v'kayotzei behem, even if you have on the floor shells of nuts or similar things midvarim hasurim betotal, you have other things that are mukzer on the floor. Afilu hachi mutter l'chabed, you're still allowed to sweep it up with these items. These shells of the nuts is considered a graf shel ri'i, and therefore, you know, they're mukta, it would be mutter to sweep them away. Kosa b'sefer kalkola Shabbos. To hu adin b'masha korin borsh tarakin. So too with these soft brushes, dino gamken ke knaf avaz, that's also like the knaf avaz. V'ayim b'bir alocha de'ein kedai l'hokal b'ze el ben berutzuf. The b'bir alocha does right, it's not kedai to be lenient in this case, if it's not going to be a tiled floor. The last point that we saw in the Rama was that you're not allowed to be sweeping or brushing garments with some kind of broom or brush that's made out of kesavim, out of wood chips, because they're going to break. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yugimel, Hainu afilu b'ofen shemitzad akibud bi'atzmam ein b'hem iser. Now we know rubbing off your garment, if there's dust in it, a lot of times will be usher. So what we're talking about over here is Dr. Rama, even in the case that mitzad, the rubbing off of the garment itself, there would be no iser. Kigon, for example, b'beged yoshan she'en makbid alav kadoma. It's an old garment, you don't care if there's dirt there, and therefore it's more lenient in general in terms of rubbing off the dirt. Kimavur la'el b'simin shin beis of albago. Still, you have a separate problem over here, because even though it's not an iser in taking out the dust, but it is an iser in breaking the kesamim. According to this, Hu Adin Sha'asr Behem L'Chavir Es HaShulchan. The same way you can't rub your garments with these wood chips that are attached to some kind of brush or broom, you also would not be allowed to sweep the house for the same reason. Afal Pi Shekibur HaShulchan Mutter Misar Atzmo. Again, even though normally cleaning off and brushing off the table is mutter, but brushing off the table with this kind of item that has these wood chips attached that are going to break, that will be forbidden. And finally, Sivkatan Yodal Shelo Yishtabru Kismayim. The reason why it's usher is we don't want you to break the wood chips. Ulafiza, according to this, Hu Hadin Sha'asr L'Chabed Habayis, you also would not be allowed to sweep the house. Afilu bin Merutzef L'Mad Shari, even if it's a tiled floor, according to the Shita that says tiled floors are allowed to be brushed or swept, you can't sweep the floor bin Mechbados Asuyen Me'anthe Ilon Yevashim. You can't use a broom that's made out of branches of tree that are dry, She'edam Nechbafin, that they don't bend. They're not flexible, they're very tough. The bevadai nishbarim kishemechabdim behem. Because they are for sure going to break as you are sweeping with them, and that's usser. Vitam kozed dehavi kemo soser kli. The reason why these things are all usser, when you're going to break these wood chips or these dried out branches of trees, is because you are destroying a kli. V'afshe mekalkel pater. Even though it's clearly a destructive act, it's mekalkel, and therefore it's pater. Mikom makom, asr l'chadchila, but it's pater av l'asr, it's certainly asr l'chadchila, you can't do it. So Zakta Mishabur, the same way you can't brush your garments when you're normally allowed to, or brush your table when you're normally allowed to, with a brush that has bristles that are hard and they're going to break, so too you can't sweep your floor with a broom that has pieces that are hard that are going to break also. So forget all the other issues that you have with sweeping that we discussed previously, but here you have a problem of being so sirkli when you are breaking those kesamim. We'll stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.